Channel 2 Right, and beginning with a visit with Patterson this Saturday morning, the 8th of July, 72. Channel 2 Right, beginning this short, remarkable visit with Patterson this Saturday morning, the 8th of July, 72.
Yes, ma'am. Got some good cool work.
That is.
I ain't got much time. I got to.
Well, I haven't got either.
I got to go down here and hit my boy with a motor. I haven't changed my mind about getting the car.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was docile about it all the time.
See, only what I know. I'd rather really have my money because I'm going to go off now. I got to fly some out next week out there for my cousin.
Yeah.
And I'm going off.
That's all right.
My main something, some a letter. I got to go see about him.
How's
that? My old man. Something there, I got to go to mama. I'm going to see about him.
Something wrong with him?
He don't never tell me.
Oh.
You know, like he done before. He sent a special little me and that boy to come down there.
Oh.
And he carried me all around, tending some business, and this time he just sent a special little.
Yeah.
And got me kind of worried now. He won't tell me what it is. I've been so nervous this morning, I don't know what to do. I can't never done nothing right this morning. I was so nervous, I don't know what to do. Just want to do screw a book, my hand is
wow.
Nervous now like that.
Yeah.
I'm upset like that, my father. Something that special level need to come here.
Dad Byrne.
After you, the girl said you came there, well, I went to the post office. I was going to the post office, maybe.
Yeah.
And I went down my car. They have a special level.
Yeah. Oh, Dad, make a note.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you get your meal?
Mm-hmm. Post up in her box. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I'd rather have my money because I got to go in mine.
You go over there every day, get it? Oh, you over there every day?
Oh, yeah, about every day. You over there every day.
Well, if you're not, that's somebody in the family.
Oh, my cousin, I got a first cousin there. She get my meal. Going to come in her box. Don't really worry about it.
Well, Burnett, you know from way back yonder when you came up here
mm-hmm.
and see that and talk to me about the car,
mm-hmm.
I was aiming to turn it over to you.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, but I won't get it now. I'll wait later. If you don't be unsold, I'll buy it later.
It was just a pure accident that transmission went out, and it was my fault.
Let the oil run out.
Yes.
Well, you ain't the only one makes that. You know who perfect? Ain't nobody perfect. The good Lord, like I say, nobody perfect. The good Lord, we not perfect.
Yeah.
What you think about a man let the oil run out of the motor, burn a big $300 motor up?
Oh my.
That's right. Sit up and let the oil run. I get all on the credit for that. Mine run. I don't care how bad it is.
Did anybody ever do that?
Up some crew right up there, done it.
Just let the oil run.
Let the oil run out the motor. Well, I don't know, but I'll let you pay me and get going. I got to go down the road with my boy, get my business kind of lined up.
And then you're going to Miami?
Yeah, I ain't going before, but I'll buy three now next Friday. I got some ground to tumble before I go.
Oh, you got a right spot more to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going down.
Well, you didn't have to come over here. You could have just.
Oh, no.
Said, well, I wasn't holding up
anything. No, right. I told you I'd come then.
Yeah.
Well, that's how I've done my work.
yes, I figured, you see, you're a mechanic, and mm-hmm. I'm not. And I figured you could take that car and get 2 or 3 or 4 years use out of that car.
Well, I won't borrow it now. I'll wait later and get it.
Well, I don't mean now. I mean,
if you don't be done sold it,
yes.
Time to time, I might, if you don't be done sold, I'll get it.
Yeah.
But I won't now, though.
Well, and I could, because that's a good car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I looked at it today, and I thought, my goodness, that's, with a little work on it, that's the best car we got. I don't know whether I want to get rid of it. It's so
costly. I changed my mind because I got the goal.
Well, let me tell you, Burnett.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that much money on me. I'll have to go get it.
When you want me to come back?
You don't have to come back.
You drive it to my house?
Oh, yeah.
When you coming over there?
Well, it'll be Monday before I can get any.
Well,
all
right, then. Okay, I'll look for your money.
Yeah.
I won't be there. Wait a minute. If I don't be there, my daughter, let me see. I'll tell you what you do.
I'll put an envelope for you.
Do that then.
Well, I don't see you. I'll see you.
No, I'm going to be going Monday, because I'm going to work Monday. I'm going to be way out in the most phone. I tell my kids, I got plenty of 10 people out there. Plenty of 10 people out there.
Where's that?
We're out the most phone. I got about 10 or 15 acres of ground to turn. And I'm going to try to get through between now and Thursday. If I possibly can't be done, I'm going to have to leave then, huh?
Well, it's going to be hard too, ain't it?
No, it's going to be hard. That ground talk right there. I done turned out there before.
But you didn't expect this to be so hard.
Man, that ground out there, this is hard as it can be. That's a brand new point. That's like a desk would go in the ground.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes, man. Brand new points. I put $4 points for one piece, for one of them.
Yeah.
And I put brand new points on that plow. Hey, God, that's like, I mean, I let that sucker in the ground. Some places of them soft with that plow run the ground that deep.
Yeah.
But that's like to put it.
And then it jump out.
Then it jump out the ground. That ground is as hard as it can be. Down in that bottom of that pond, good God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I want you to, you just take a minute.
I won't sit down because I got to go.
You don't have to sit down. I want you to tell Faye what you told me. Explain the whole lot of things people do.
Mm-hmm.
See what the moon does to you.
Oh, it do that to you. I mean, what
the
I do,
moon
what
does.
Your bone or your bone. Oh, yeah, that's true right there.
Yeah.
But see, I'm going to tell this and I'm going. Well, everybody ain't born on the same kind of moon.
No.
No, man. If you don't believe, get your Bible.
Oh.
I deal in right smart. But when you go deal in that Bible, you got to deal in that right.
Mm-hmm.
You better not deal in that crooked, dude. You leave him.
Yeah.
That's right. You leave him. Ain't nobody going to hurt you, but God going to get you away from him. That's what he's going to do. When you go in that Bible, you doing that Bible right.
Yeah.
You got to be with the right mind, right heart.
Yeah.
You're giving that crooked, you're gonna leave him or something happen. One of them matter with so and so. Nobody involved. God will get you away from him.
Yeah.
That's right. If you don't, you got to treat your fellow man right. If you don't, something will happen to you.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. If you don't treat your fellow man right, something will happen. Wonder what happened to so and so sick. He going to the hospital. Every next year, you dead.
Well, that's it.
That's true.
That's the moon.
That's God. That's
yes,
right.
That's
God. My mother was here long. My grandmother was great grandmother here a long time. She'd tell all of that. And I've been watching that thing ever since I've been coming on up to be a man. Come to be true, too. See, I'm seeing my pain, how it's shaking?
Yeah.
See that?
Shaking.
See that? Nervous.
Burning.
Nervous. Just nervous. That's all.
I didn't think you'd get nervous.
Well, see, if anybody send you a telegram and don't tell you you come, you get nervous, too.
You get things happen to you all the time.
No. You get things happen to you all the time. But when you send your telegram, that means something when you send your telegram. Say, come.
Uh-huh. Well, tell about the moon.
Oh, yeah. When you born on, everybody got a sign.
Yeah.
You don't be the same thing every day.
Yeah.
You be cross this day, tomorrow you be all right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes men puts it on the wives. Sometimes the women puts it on the men.
Yeah.
It don't be the way you're born. That's right.
Yeah.
That's the way you're born. You don't believe it, you watch it. You watch it, up and down.
Yeah.
I know y'all got a Bible. Everybody got a Bible in their house. I've got two, three, I've got one of them way bigger, thick and long.
Yeah.
Then I keep a little Bible in my pocket, but try to be right if I do. A little small Bible, my cousin gave me a little small Bible. He's small.
Yeah.
A little small, keep my pocket. I try to be right. I try to treat everybody right if I possibly can.
Well, now the thing about that moon business,
mm-hmm.
and the sign, mm-hmm. you're born under,
that's right.
Is you don't realize what's happening to you.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, that's it.
That's
you don't
what
realize
I'm talking
what
about.
That.
That's
so
what
you're
I'm talking
likely
about.
To just blow up.
Anytime, you get mad. Sometimes your stove, this old stove don't cook right.
Yeah, I like
anything. You put it on everything. There's something wrong. Well, what's the matter with my wife? Ain't right. She ain't where she was yesterday. What's the matter with my husband? He ain't like it was just day before yesterday.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
Oh, my friends.
They're my friends. Everybody turned their back on me. I ain't got no friends.
Yeah.
All right, I'm coming. Ain't got no friends. Well, that's all I'm going to say. I'm going. You don't believe you watch it.
All right.
All right, Brad.
Not bad.
All right.
You
don't believe you watch it.
Okay.
Well,
I'll look for you
that
morning then.
All right, if not before.
Channel 2 right, around 150. and the end of the visit with Patterson, this short, remarkable visit, this Saturday morning, the 8th of July, 72. Channel 2, right, around 150, and the end of this short, remarkable visit with Patterson, this Saturday morning, the 8th of July, 72. Channel 2, right. And the visit with Patterson this Saturday morning, the 8th of July, 72.